We continue our learning. We are in Chagiga Kper Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Atzeres Shechol Elios Berav Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Friday, Beis Shammai Omrim Yom Tevoach Achar HaShabbos, the day of slaughter of the Olas Re'iyah is going to be on Sunday. Uveis Hillel Omrim Ein Yom Tevoach Achar HaShabbos, the day of slaughter is not going to be on Sunday. What does this mean? So we remind ourselves, Beis Shammai was of the opinion that Olas Re'iyah is not Doche Yontif. Forget about being Doche Shabbos, not even Doche Yontif. So if that's the case, on when it comes to, let's say, Sukkah, so you can't bring the Olas Re'iyah on a Shabbos, you can't bring it on a Yontif, but according to Beis Shammai, you bring it on a Chol HaMoed. According to Beis Hillel, you can bring the Olas Re'iyah on Yontif, you just can't bring it on Shabbos. Shalmei Chagiga, everyone agrees you can bring on Yontif as well, because you're going to eat from it. Even Beis Shammai agrees to that. Shavuos, though, is only one day. So if Shavuos is only one day, if Shavuos is a Shabbos, so then we have a problem, both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel. Shavuos, according to Beis Shammai, though, even if it's not a Shabbos, is going to be a problem as it is according to Beis Shammai, because Shavuos is only a Yontif. There is no Chol HaMoed. So when are you going to bring the Olas Re'iyah? Obviously, you have to bring it after Shabbos. Not only that, that would be true when it comes to Shavuos that falls out, if Shavuos falls out on a Friday. According to Beis Shammai, you know you can't bring it on that day because you can't bring it on any Yontif. You can't bring the Olas Re'iyah, nor can you bring it tomorrow because tomorrow the next day is Shabbos. So if Shavuos falls out on a Friday, Beis Hillel will allow you to bring the Korban Olas Re'iyah on that very day, on Yontif. It's Friday. It's okay. You wouldn't be able to bring it if it were tomorrow, but you can bring it today. Beis Shammai says you can't bring it on Yontif, nor can you bring it on Shabbos, which is the next day, so you have to bring it on Sunday. That's what the Mishnah means. Atzeres, that falls out on Friday, Beis Shammai says the Yom Tevoach, the day of slaughter, is after Shabbos, is on Sunday. And Beis Hillel Omrim Ein Yom Tevoach Achar HaShabbos. No, you don't need to use Sunday, meaning there is no Yom Tevoach at all. Some actually have that girsa. Ein Lo Yom Tevoach. There is no special day of slaughter because we have, according to Beis Hillel, you can bring it on Friday. Ah, Umodim, though, Beis Hillel admits the Mishnah continues, Shem Chala Lios B'Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Shabbos itself, Sheyom Tevoach Achar HaShabbos. And then the day of slaughter is going to be on Sunday the next day. So it's so interesting here, and that's true regarding the Shalmei Chagiga as well. The Shalmei Chagiga also not Tocha Shabbos, because you're not eating, we're not eating from them. We're not permitted to slaughter them on Shabbos. There's no din of Ochel Nefesh on Shabbos. So those korbanos are brought afterwards. So here you have cases, according to Beis Hillel, where Shavuos, you're not going to be bringing the Shavuos korbanos on Shavuos itself. So the Mishnah therefore makes this interesting point: Ve'ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh Bekelov. The Kohen Gadol then should not wear his special kalim, which means that different explanations of what it means. Some say Rashi believes that it's the special clothing that he wore in his house and in the shuk in the marketplace, what he would normally wear on a Yom Tevoach, special clothing the Kohen Gadol would wear. And others say, no, it refers to the kalim, the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol. What it means is that he should, although the Kohen Gadol has a choice, has the ability to sacrifice any korbanos that he wants, when we have to push this Yom Tevoach, when it's going to be on a Sunday, so then the Kohen Gadol should not involve himself with this korban, and therefore should not have to wear his eight clothing. And the question is, why should that be? So the Mishnah is going to explain that in a moment. Umutarin behest beit vitanis. On this Yom Tevoach, when we pushed off the Olas Re'iyah to Sunday, or maybe the Shalmei Chagiga also to Sunday, so not only does the Kohen Gadol not wear his special clothing, whatever that refers to, but you're allowed to have a hesped and a tainis. You're allowed, you'll say, well, I'm bringing karbonos. I'm bringing the karbonos of the Chag. I know it's not Shavuos anymore, but it's the week after Shavuos, and it's a Sunday. Maybe I should bring it on this special Yom Tevoach. We should be like a Yontif, and I shouldn't have a hesped and tainis. No, you're allowed to have a hesped and tainis. We encourage the hesped and tainis. Why? Shalom l'kayim. So that we don't fulfill the tzedukim who said that atzeres falls out on Sunday. So what does that mean? So we know from the Psukim to Parshas Emor, Usfartem lachem mimecharas haShabbos, we understand mimecharas haShabbos means we start counting the Omer when? We start counting the Omer after Shabbos, which is Yontif, which means whenever the Yontif, the first day of Pesach falls out, the next day, full day of Pesach, let's say falls out on a Thursday, we start counting the Omer on Friday, which is the 16th of Nisan, and it all depends on the year. But the Tzedukim held that Shabbos there means Shabbos Bereshis. We take it literally, and it, therefore Sfiyas Omer will always start on the not Motzei Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, but rather not on the 16th of Nisan necessarily, but Motzei Shabbos HaRishona after Yontif. Could be a couple of days later, based on Mimarachas HaPesach. That being the case, when does Shavuos fall out? Will always fall out on Sunday. If that's the case, so you know what it looks like when we have Yom Tovach on a Sunday? Looks like we're following the Tzedukim. So in order to be Motzei Milibam Shel Tzedukim, in order to show, to dismiss their position, when the Yom Tovach, this day of slaughter, we have no choice but to do on a Sunday, so then we say, no, you should have a hesped and a tinus, and the Kohen Gadol should not have his fancy clothing on that day. This way people recognize that it's not a real Yontif. It's not like we're following the Tzedukim at all. Just one point about the idea that we don't bring, according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we're not going to be Doche Shabbos, certainly. So we should raise that question. We have Karbonos Tzibur that are brought, of course, the Karbon HaTavid, the Karbon Musaf, are Doche Shabbos. So why should we say that these Karbonos, after all, they're offered to everyone's coming together, maybe they should have the status of a Karbon Tzibur, of a communal sacrifice, and override the Shabbos? So the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Ayinim and Beis says no. I'll tell you why. Based on the Pasuk, V'chagosem oso chag la'ashem shivas yamim bashana. Now this is a Pasuk regarding Sukkot, and it says you should bring your chag, your chagiga, on the 7 days of Sukkot. Now, we've already learned that you can bring the Korban Chagiga even on the 8th day, even on Shmini Atzeres. So why does this Pasuk say Shivas Yamim? So that implies that the Shabbos is not one of the days. There's only going to be 7 days. There'll be one of those 8 days that you cannot bring the Korban. Rambam understands differently. In Hilchos Chagiga Perek Aleph, he says, no, I'll tell you why. Because Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, because the Olas Ri'i and Shalmei Chagiga, as we said, you can do Tashlumin all week. You can bring it all week. If it can be brought all week, then it's not a Korban that's Kavua Hazman. And if it doesn't have a specific time, such as let's say, a Korban Atamid, or the Korban Musaf Shabbos, can only be brought on that day. So that will override the Shabbos as opposed to the Olas Ri'i and Shalmei Chagiga, which could potentially be brought the rest of the week. Perek Mishnah. Hey, so now from here to the end of the Masechta, we're going to deal with the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. Because when it came to the regel, even Amei Haaretz were careful to purify themselves to come to the Mikdash and eat from the Karbanos. And based on that, so we have many of the laws of Tumah that will follow in this parak, and we'll get to the issues related to Regalim in the third parak. Says the Mishnah like this: No til la yadayim lachulin v'la maser v'la truma. We know netilas yadayim. We use a kli. The kli has to have at least a revius, a quarter of a lug of water. And the halacha applies even to eating chulin, even when we're eating bread. As we know, even though we're eating bread of chulin, we wash our hands. That's based on the fact that the kohanim would have to wash their hands for truma. So everybody's became a universal practice to wash the hands. The stam, we say stam yadayim shenios l'tumahein. When it comes to hands, we have to always give it a status of the second level of tumah, or sheni l'tumah. Sheni l'tumah can make truma. A shlishi l'tumah, only truma can become, or kachim can become a shlishi l'tumah. So therefore we wash our hands to remove that second level of tumah, not to mitame truma. And because that's a halacha for a kohen, so everyone has the practice of washing the hands and the tilas adayim from a kli, even before we eat pas, bread of chulin. And maser, the same thing, maser sheni, which has to be in Yerushalayim, could also make bread out of maser sheni grain. Also, we wash our hands with a kli before eating maser sheni, vila truma. And truma, of course, we wash our hands, but that applies not only to bread, that applies even to the eating of peros of truma. One has to, the kohen before eating truma, or drinking truma wine, let's say, has to wash one's hands. And even touching truma, without is going to be something that's also touching chulim is not a problem when you if you haven't washed your hands, but touching truma, of course, is going to be a problem. It'll make it into a shlishi l'tuma ula kodesh, and of course v'achilas kachim was supposed to, but now the Mishnah says v'la kodesh matbilim. Now when it comes to kodesh, we have to wash our hands, but how do we do so? This is kachim basar of shlamim. If Yisrael is eating it, or let's say a kohen is eating basar, the flesh, the meat of the chatas or the asham. So matbilim, here it doesn't say notlim, matbilim means to lower their hands into a mikvah of 40 saw. And this applies, according to many, even regular stam yadayim. You don't know if your hands became tamei or not, the same way we wash our hands with the kli for truma or for chulin or for maser. So too, we tovel our hands, we immerse our hands in a mikvah, lower them down into a mikvah, even stam yadayim for kachim. Because the chachamim goes there, stam yadayim, as we said, are a shein l'tumah, and we have to be more strict when it comes to kachim. And others say, no, the Mishnah is talking about a case where your hands became tamei. You know your hands are tamei. It's a tuma that's metame your hands being derabanan, and it's not metame your whole body. So here we say, okay, you don't have to put your whole body in the mikvah, but your hands should go into the mikvah. But stam yadayim, according to some of Farshim, and based on the Yerushalmi as well, you would not have to lower your hands into the mikvah. It would be for sufficient to do netilas adam. So that's a debate. Then the Mishnah says, though, velachatas, which means a person who wants to touch the mechatas, the ashes of the paraduma, were now mixed together with spring water, and to sprinkle on people who are tamei meis. So when it comes to that, the Mishnah says, imitu yadav, if a person's hands become tamei with a tuma that's midirabanan, let's say it touched a rishon tuma, or it touched a sefer, sifrei kodesh, manuscripts of kodesh or tanakh, were mitamei yadayim, as well, so, and that's was discussed in Maseches Yadayim, way ahead of us, at the end of Seder Taros. So the halacha there is, imitmi yadav nitma gufo. Here we say, when it comes to dealing with the para aduma, with the ashes and the water, the spring water mixed with the spring water of para aduma, we take that very seriously. So if your hands become tamei, nitma gufo, your whole tamei, well, the whole body becomes tamei, and require tefillah. But when it comes, but the others, let's say, well, when it comes to, we said, truma, so there we don't assume that your hands, when become tamei, your whole body becomes tamei. That we don't assume would be the case, but we're strict when it comes to the para aduma itself.